How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
Bob Dylan is considered one of the major songwriters of the 20th century. Songs such as Blowin' in the Wind, Like a Rolling Stone, and The Times They Are a-Changin' helped define the turbulent 1960s. But finding his original lyrics in the company of manuscripts by Beethoven and Mozart may surprise some visitors to the Morgan Library. Curator Jason Emmons says artists are rarely honored during their lifetimes, so he says this show is a chance to recognize the great body of work Dylan has produced.
I think often what happens is when people do a retrospect is when they've passed away and people are feeling nostalgic about it. And I think one of the things that is exciting about doing it now is that Bob Dylan's still alive. He just released one of his best albums recently. So I think it's a great way to appreciate him now. So people, when they go to the shows, remember what a fantastic artist he was and still is.
The exhibition, Bob Dylan's American Journey at the Morgan, spans the early years of Dylan's career from 1956 to 1966. Chronicling the evolution of Dylan's musical style from folk balladeer to rock and roll idol. In a career spanning five decades, Dylan has mixed several musical genres, earning him the adoration of fans and the respect of music critics. Emmons says people already know Dylan's music, but the exhibit shows people the man behind the music.
Bob Dylan is such a music idol now that I think one of the things the exhibit does is it really humanizes him. You see a lot of the personal side of Bob Dylan that a lot of people aren't aware of. One of the first couple poems that he wrote as a teenager, or a picture of him straddling a Harley Davidson when he was 15, or outtakes from the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan cover. And it's, I think those sort of personal touches show people who he is.
The show opens with memorabilia from 1956, when Bob Dylan was still known as Robert Allen Zimmerman, a high school student in the small Midwestern town of Hibbing, Minnesota. The show then follows Dylan's personal and artistic growth, influenced by the turbulent events of the Civil Rights and Vietnam War movements. In his early work, Dylan tried to imitate his folk singing idol, Woody Guthrie. Emmons says it was during the pivotal 10 years covered in the exhibit that Dylan developed his own musical identity.
When Bob Dylan first came to New York City, he was really sort of the Woody Guthrie jukebox. He was playing Woody Guthrie all the time. And then Ramblin' Jack Elliott came back from a tour of England, and he was doing that better than anybody. He was very close to Woody Guthrie. And when Bob Dylan saw him play, he thought, oh, my God, somebody's already doing this, and realized that if he was going to make it, he was going to have to coming up with something more original. That was really one of the things that sparked his own songwriting, was trying to create something for himself. And from there on, he developed the style that he's so famous for now.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you people call.
Booths in the show allow visitors to watch footage of Dylan's live performances and listen to songs from albums released during the period covered in the show. The biographical exhibit also includes over 150 objects, including Dylan's high school yearbook, handwritten and typed lyrics and letters. Instruments like Dylan's signature guitar and harmonica are also shown to give visitors a comprehensive portrait of the man who became a music legend. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.